Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theater, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space, so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman. Go, Harvey, go!
You're listening to SBS News.
It's 5 in the morning on Home Island, a tiny kampong surrounded by crystal clear lagoon, coconut palms and the isolation of the Indian Ocean, nearly 3,000 kilometres away from the Australian mainland. At this hour, almost everyone here is awake.
Sun's not up yet.
Inside one home, the curtains are drawn back. It's still dark, but for the island's Muslim community, the day has already begun. Ramadan means waking before dawn. Across this island of just 460 people, kitchens are lighting up as families prepare to eat before sunrise. When the call to prayer comes, the fasting begins and no food or water until sunset. In this home, the morning routine belongs to Haji Ramni Mokhtar, known locally as Nek Su, and his wife Aisha Jen Young. Nek Su is 83 years old, a descendant of the settlers who shaped this island's Malay Muslim community. For him, faith has always been central to life here.
Our shared faith is sacred to us. It provides a moral compass that guides us to treat one another with fairness, respect and a deep sense of harmony.
Ramadan, he says, becomes easier with time.
The first time it was hard. The second time it was easier, and after the third time we feel it's normal.
But the story of this household also reflects the island's unique mix of cultures. His wife, Aisha, arrived from England decades ago. She first saw the Cocos Islands as a child in 1957, but it was her return as a nurse years later that revealed the island's complex social fabric. At that time, the territory was deeply partitioned, and Home Island, the traditional Malay kampong, and West Island, the administrative hub, were strictly segregated. Integration was rare, and movement between the two was heavily restricted, a reality Aisha remembers vividly.
When I first came here in 1980, we were very, very separate. People from Home Island weren't allowed to go to West Island, and people from West Island could only come to Home Island on very special occasions. On Home Island, there was always this community here, the kampong, the community. There was, as I said, very little integration.
Over time, that changed, and so did her life. Aisha married Nek Su in 2009 and chose to convert to Islam.
Having nursed and looked after the people, you know, the health and everything in this community, you really understand how strong the culture is and how important it is.
Today, she says the daily rhythm of prayer brings a sense of calm and that Ramadan also deepens empathy.
It's an opportunity when we feel hungry and thirsty to know that there are people in the world that go through life feeling hungry and thirsty, and it makes you feel, especially when we break our fast, we feel very grateful.
But outside the island, misunderstandings about Islam remain.
It's been a journey, you know. Within my family, there are people that don't understand that, you know. they don't like get that thing off your head sort of thing, you know. This time, you know, in the world, there's a lot of not good thoughts about other people from other religions. And if people were a bit more open in their hearts, they would see that you know, everyone's the same, and we have the same good intentions. There's a lot of things that are similar in Christianity as there are in Islam. I mean, you know, the principles are all the same, really. Respect your neighbour and love each other. And
while some families have lived here for generations, others are only just finding their place.
This costume is called Punjabi.
We wear this Punjabi during our Juma prayer, which happens on every Friday.
26-year-old Abdul Basar Rahad arrived from Bangladesh while studying in Australia. He now works as a housekeeper on the island. It's his first Ramadan away from home, and he says the community has embraced him. He's the only Bangladeshi Muslim living here.
They greeted me by giving salam, and then they were very humble. Like, they were trying to be my own friends. I feel that I was not isolated and part of my community. Because everyone was Muslim, it was easy to blend.
For him, the holy month carries deep meaning to reset.
Since the 30 days, it's a golden opportunity as a Muslim for me to make as much blessings, as much dua for me, my families, so that I can have a good well-being today and afterlife.
And this small community makes Ramadan feel more personal.
I haven't had such experience with a small community like this before. So looking forward to Ramadan, I just plan to like visit some of the houses and do break my fast with them.
As the sun sets, the kampong's quiet streets slowly comes alive again. After a full day of fasting, families gather to break the fast at iftar. And I was invited to a Cocos Malay family dinner table to see what it was like.
So usually this is probably the best time for the whole family to get together. Yeah. This is a time where we exchange food, if you like, where your closest family members might give you, you know, what they cook. And then in return, we might give them something the next day.
And after iftar, many return to the mosque for Tarawih, the special night prayers during Ramadan. The coming together, a symbol of community unity. A drum beat marks the end of another day. And in just a few hours, the cycle will begin again before dawn. On home island in the remote Cocos Islands, Christopher Tan, SBS News.
Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theatre, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space, so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman. Go!